This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Give your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. To the larger service, make your hands willing, your help for better living.
4-H,
for community and country.
4-H,
respond to food security.
4-H,
I gotta make your best better. Let us get together.
4-H.
Above sea level, I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. Low power frequency radio modulation, the big sound from underground, another pirate station. We bring the truth to places truth is never heard before. We bring the sound communication of our tribal war. Dark vision fly by helicopters in the night, attempt triangulation of our station in the fight. Straight from the base, deep down, low precision. High crime treason, we broadcast in sedition. Like the Wall Street Morning Afternoon Edition. Commandeering airways from underground. unknown positions. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and supported.
Michael, my dear, come say this about time.
Don't take no prisoners if you can't afford to feed none. Don't start no fights if you cannot predict the outcome. Don't make donations where you cannot get your dough back. Fuck the apathetic bullshitters, send them all your Prozac. I will not climb into your telephone tree, and hell no, you cannot put me on hold. It's the same reported message you've been singing all along. Keep handing us the Bible while you're walking off with all the gold. The bureaucratic office sends you merry-go-rounding, while the KKK police the streets by bloodhounding. Interest on the credit card just keeps on compounding, but the FCC can never shut this pirate sound down. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that would never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it.
Une fois que t'as senti le nom, tu t'allonges sur ton dos.
Yeah.
Tu es le tout. Tu te manques des bruits. Tu t'enfonces dans ta vie.
That will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded, with information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream media distorted. We come and listen and support it. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level.
Hi, this is Krista from Veld Architect. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Good afternoon. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and it's the Agriculture Show. It's January 8th, and this is episode 34. And I hope your post-season, holiday season activities are back to normal and that you're enjoying getting back to the usual things. Lots of stories over the holidays, good weather mostly for people getting around, and we hope to bring to you another season of interesting and great guests on the show. Today, I'm flying solo, little trouble getting guests lined up for today, so I'm going to try something a little bit different. I'm going to try a bit more of an opinion show today, and for those of you who like to kind of tune in, I would direct you to the Kitchener-Waterloo Records website, and I'm looking at that kind of columnist. Her name is Louisa D'Amato. D'Amato, that's capital D, apostrophe A-M-O-T-O, Louisa. And this is an article that she wrote on December the 29th. And it was called, let me just turn my neck around here and have a look. It was called Our Strange Double Standard on the Treatment of Animals. And I think my little opinion on that show, it sort of ties in with an earlier show we did here earlier in mid-2012 with a special guest came on twice, and we looked at, in general, the issues around the ethical treatment of animals. So we'll play another couple tunes here. If you all want to, if you're interested, go online and look at that article I'm going to speak to, and we'll play a few songs, and then we'll be back with that part of the show. Once again, it's your host, Jeff Steger, at CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM, your best local community radio station.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm there was a chick, prettiest chick I know. With a little curve here and a little curve there, this chick she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive him wild, swinging to and fro, with a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there. Man, this chick had moves to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O. The local gentry popped their eyes, carnation, what a show. With a gulp dang here and a gosh darn there, heavens to Betsy, I do declare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. There was a barn dance Saturday night, E-I-E-I-O. And the fellas came from miles around just to see her do-si-do. With a promenade here and a promenade there, at a square dance, man, this chick's no square. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I used to be a traveling man, E-I-O. Until I hit MacDonald's place, things were mighty slow. With a little chick here and a little chick there, I didn't have a real chick anywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This farmer's daughter knocked me out, E-I-E-I-O. I asked MacDonald for her hand, and happy hollered go. With a little curve here and a little wiggle there, a gob dang here and a gosh darn there, a do-si-do here and a promenade there. I got my own private county fair. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-O. Donald had a farm, E-I-O. That's right, MacDonald. It's all or nothing, baby.
This is Rick Dunnett from the 2012 Waterloo Region International Plowing Match Committee. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo.
Well, we're back, folks, and hopefully you've had a chance to have a look at that web link. Search it up quickly, but we'll go. We'll certainly put that on the podcast, that reference and that particular article, for those of you who may want to listen to our show later or want to actually be able to find that thing to look at it. Well, so we live in the Kitchener-Waterloo region here. The Federation of Agriculture represents farm families in the region of Waterloo. And in this region, we have four MPPs and four MPs and a very vibrant urban center, boasting and very proud of things like research and development, manufacturing, and financial services. And in that circumstance, then, it's, we find, as from the Federation's viewpoint, that people are very mindful of what happens on the farm. They want to know what we do, and they want to know how it fits in with the headlines that they read in the paper, and on the news, and on the internet, and all those spots. Well, the good news here, folks, is that our local paper, and today I'm going to, just as I mentioned, look at an article written by Louisa D'Amato. And this article by this great editorialist is titled "Our Strange Double Standard on the Treatment of Animals." So, several themes and perhaps some disagreement I had with what she's saying. We'll go through this article. And I just want to say, in general, though, this was a great article. So the framework for this particular article written by Louisa was a recent issue with Society for Prevention of Cruelty of Animals, and a case in our neighboring township of Perth, where a farmer was it was suggested that they were mistreating their animals, and this is particularly a dog kennel. And boy, this hits a lot of people's nerves. Clearly, as in most people, the farmers as well as anybody in the country, in our regions, I should say, we do care about animals. And so from our farm perspective, of course, it was we do have some issues sometimes with the SPCA investigating farm issues because their lack of familiarity with modern production techniques. Now, this doesn't really apply in this case. Only vaguely in the general scheme of things. So specifically then, in a follow-up visit, inspectors found that the barn's ventilation and lighting hadn't improved. Of course, it had in most Amish, with a belief in systems similar to traditional Mennonites, don't use hydropower for their barns. The Stricker barn uses only natural lighting and ventilation. The dog's on the second floor in his fresh straw beds and is heated from below by a pig pen. So, as Louisa said, she hadn't been to the Stricker's barn, but based on what has been reported, I don't think this is even a blip on the scale of terrible things that humans do to animals. Well said. But it has got in the paper, and so I'm glad that Louisa did mention that. So, unfortunately, though, in this opinion show, I didn't particularly care for her next comments, and I'll read them first. Actually, there's two paragraphs here. For example, I wonder why Thomas being the person who originally brought the concerns to local council about how, in her opinion, those dogs were not being kept well in that particular barn. For example, I wonder why Thomas hasn't spoken up about those huge hog farms that trap pregnant sows in cages that are intentionally built so small that they can't even turn around. They can't walk or root around for food. Pigs are intelligent, sentient beings, and they clearly show their misery by repeatedly gnawing on the bars of their cramped prisons. That seems pretty strong language, in my opinion. In general, it should be clear to most people that as a producer of hogs, there is no value in an animal that is sick or stressed. And because the whole point of what the farmer's trying to do there is to raise animals to go to market, and there's no value in a stressed animal. So the very strong language and probably an unfamiliarity with modern production techniques. And so I'm not trying to cover the whole rainbow here, but what she's talking about here, pens built so small that they can't even turn around. Those are gestation crates, and the issue here is that this prevents or reduces the incidences where the sow, as she lays down to nurse the pigs, they typically just flop themselves down, and without some kind of protections, it often happens that over the weaning period, she will crush many of her piglets just by flopping down to nurse them. And so this gestation crate allows a safe place for the piglets to lay beside the mother, so that when she does fall down, when she flops down, they won't get squished. So, of course, certainly at first look, you kind of wonder, why in the heck would you have a pig all in such a close, confined quarters like that? And I want to point out, this is just for that 2 or 3 weeks of weaning, especially when they're really small piggies. And I get it that people in town or anybody first glance will say, what is going on there? But there's a reason for that. And, of course, as they can't walk or root around for food. Well, they're gestating animals, and it's only for 2 or 3 weeks till those piglets are weaned. And pigs are intelligent and sentient beings, which I agree with. And they clearly show their misery by repeatedly gnawing on the bars of their cramped prisons. That's certainly probably stretching a little bit. The pigs are always rooting around and with their environment. Oh, my gosh, to think that they're frustrated so bad that they are gnawing on the bars of their cramped prisons seems a little bit over the top. So, on this part of the article, I have a little trouble with. There's also, next one's also strong language. Never mind that being slaughtered for meat is itself a violent end to life. Their short life is deeply stressful for sows imprisoned in these cages. Then at this point, there's a quote from a local expert. There's a lot of evidence that it's a pathological situation, says University of Guelph animal welfare expert Tina Wadowski. Now, unfortunately, I haven't looked into that, and I think I'll do that next break. So there's other examples here. Author Louisa goes on to look at some things like egg farms, where, in her opinion, the chickens are kept in too small of cages. And with some of the what happens there, and so then she now this isn't here's the probably the gist of it, or part of the of her argument is that I used to take my kids to zoos and aquariums, but have stopped. Once you start imagining how an animal feels, it's pretty hard to believe to be there. So this is probably the crux of our modern sensitivities to animals. Once you start imagining how an animal feels, that is the problem, isn't it? It's difficult to know what's in the mind of animals, or, well, of anybody for that matter. And one person had told me that our identification with animals, probably it started at or about the time the Disney Studios became popular after the war, and they created a whole slew of cartoon characters that were animals but personified. So clearly there's no benefit from the production side to have animals that are in fact stressed and feeling bad or so on. It's counterintuitive to what you're trying to do when you raise livestock. And of course, a big unknown is, in fact, do we know, can we imagine how animals do feel? So I think we'll stop right there. Louisa has set out her basic crux of her concerns. And in the second part of our show today here, in the next section, we'll talk a little bit about what her answer is. And I admire her for doing this. And so it's the Agriculture Show. It's your host, Jeff Steger. And today's show is Opinion. And we'll be back in a little bit.
Mr. Bee's knees are in my face. is a no good killer bee. I've been combing these streets, I've been crawling the walls, and I ain't getting any sugar at all. Honey, I want, don't want me, oh no.
I'm Mark Wales from the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo.
She's working at the spigot. You can hear her calling orders like this: give me a ham white down and a burger round, cider slaw and a seven layer, OJ up, wreck two in a cup, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Give me a crippled beef on a load of hay, combo rye and a bottle of ale. Coming through with a slab of moo and a boogie woogie blue plate. Draw one, draw two, get that coffee perking. Draw three, draw four, hold that mayo on the chopped egg working. Want a tuna wheat with a side of fries, 86 on the cherry pies, side of greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate. With a side of fries, 86 on the cherry pies, side of greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Boogie woogie blue plate.
This is Murray Zink. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on Tuesday afternoon. This is January 8th, and this is episode 34. Today's show is an opinion show, and it's looking at a great article in the Kitchener Weekly Record from December 29th, written by Louise D'Amato, and titled Our Strange Double Standard on the Treatment of Animals. And so I just want to recap what we did in the first half of our show here. And author D'Amato pointed out, in her opinion, what was... she first also pointed out that how a local story about a dog kennel got so much interest from people, and as it should, because people are interested in treatment of animals. And she segued that into questioning why do we worry about those dogs so much when we don't worry so much about production animals, who are also sentient creatures. And she cited what she thought was wrong with gestation stalls in modern pig production and also with cage layers for chickens. And I had pointed out just a little, probably a little technical detail about why, in fact, they use gestation stalls, and where I would disagree with her interpretation. Now, here we are in the second half, and this is the good stuff. Well, the other is good stuff, too, but this is what Louisa wrote, who I think probably I thought was a really great, day-to-day working with livestock or on farm, but has obviously done some research on it. And here's her conclusion, and I just want to say once again, I just thought it's really great. And I'll read the first paragraph, the important paragraph here, and we'll talk a bit more about that. So, farmers aren't the problem. We, the consumers, are. We want cheap food and entertainment, and we don't want to look at what it costs other beings. If you want to pay twice as much for a pork, farmers will happily install roomy group housing for sows, where they can walk around and socialize. But it will be more expensive to produce, because the pigs will need more room. If they can move, the pigs will burn more calories, so they will need more food. And right off the bat, Louisa, you're right on. It is the consumer that does drive what is produced on the farm. The farmers tend to be price takers, and we have the skills and the resources to produce food in any way you wish as a consumer. It is not a technical issue. Anything you want, we can do. What we do respond to is, can we make a living? If we do this, any of those particular production practices, is it possible to actually grow your business, raise your family, and live a life as most of North American people in the wider region have become accustomed to? So she's right. That's the solution to the thing. If depending on your interpretation of, for instance, gestation housing and pigs, we can do something differently, and we can send you to, as farmers, we can tell you how much that's worth. Now, there's just a follow up on an earlier point here. So, for instance, she says farmers will be happily install roomy group housing for sows where they can walk around and socialize. Well, in fact, that's done already. What she was referring to was gestation stalls, which are for 2 to 3 weeks of a pig's gestation cycle, which is, I think, 3 or 4 months now? 3 months. So about a quarter of their time is spent in a gestation stall only with the when they're nursing little piggies. That's the time they are, in fact, in... They are allowed to socialize and be in larger pens. But just to get back to the fundamental point here was, it will be more expensive to produce. And that's the whole thing. If you the system we have now in place now is a balance between producing pork cheaply and the humane treatment of animals. And we can move that bar anywhere you want, to whatever the consumer's interpretation of humane treatment of animals is, and all we need to do is say we can do this, and the consumer say, I will pay that for that. And that's how those kind of changes we make on the ethical treatment of animals. Now, just to finish off, and I think Louise's last paragraph is really kind of gets to the gist of it, and I'll try to attempt to make some comment about that. I'll read it first. There's a highway billboard that says it best, an adorable little piggy, little puppy is pictured side by side with an adorable little piglet. Why love one but eat the other, says the caption. That's a really important question, one that gets right to the heart of our strange double standards when it comes to animals. And it reduces the controversy over the Amish dog farm to the minor footnote that it really is. Well done. That does, in fact, show how, at the base of all things, is, in fact, why do we think of a pig any different than a dog, than a horse, or any other of God's creatures on this planet? They're all sentient. Operating with the synapses and behaviors that they have evolved with, as we are as humans, as we do as humans as well. So this is the problem, then, the crux of how at the moment we look at both species, production species versus companion species, with totally different eyes, even though they are essentially equal, arguably not as smart as humans, probably not as violent either. That's all another argument. But I think I'll just try to sum up in my own words a little bit what's going on here, that the farm population remains ready to do whatever it is the public wants and at what cost they're willing to pay. And long term, as our society evolves, we certainly will have to resolve the issues around the hypocrisy between our treatment of animals as either companion or production. So my hat's off to Louisa. That's a great great article, and I would like to tell my listeners I certainly haven't covered all the ins, ands, and buts of it, but just a quick one on this, our first really opinion show. And I welcome your comments, and I usually disable comments on the web podcast because it gets full of all kinds of robot spam. But anyway, I hope this show was of some interest to you, and we'll get back to play a few more songs before we do our outro. It's Jeff Steger, and this is your host for the Agriculture Show, sponsored by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. This is episode number 34 on January the 8th. And we'll be back with an outro. We shall talk to you shortly.
An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. You come and say a howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, I'm going to the oven to make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. You come and say a howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Thank you. shoo, fly pie. Shoo, shoo, fly pie. Shoo, shoo, fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo, fly pie. Shoo, fly pie. Shoo, shoo, fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Hi, I'm Vern Shirk from the RV Park International Plowing Match. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Talking about chicken, chicken's a popular word, but anywhere you go, you're bound to find a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some people call it a fowl, that's the story I heard, but let them call it this and let them call it that, a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. You can boil it, roast it, broil it, cook it in a pan or a pie. Eat it with potatoes, rice or tomatoes, a chicken's still what you got. Boy, it was a dish for old Caesar, also King Henry III. But Columbus was smart, said you can't fool me, a chicken ain't nothing but a bird.
Barber. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Well, we're back, folks, and this is our end of our show today. I hope you enjoyed our attempt at opinion pieces, and I want to thank again Louisa D'Amato for her great, I thought, well-written article in the Kitchener paper. So this year we hope to have in our second season a lot of great guests in, looking at having a guest in, a local politician, talking a little bit about their party's opinion on agriculture, and we we really tried to keep a connection with our local politicians, both MP and MPPs, since they represent our farming community. And I'll let you in a little in a secret here, I guess, that we actually feel quite a connection to our urban MPs, and that's because in the Kishwaukee area, we are very lucky that in the midst of our high-tech, high-manufacturing and financial center here in Kishwaukee, anywhere in there, you can be 5 minutes out in the country and enjoy all those things, whether it is purchasing local food or seeing great vistas or our beautiful countryside. So we often find that urban politicians are very interested in what happens in the countryside. I'd like to have a guest on this week, this winter yet, and we're going to talk a little bit about controversy from last year. In fact, there's one of the modern production techniques for planting corn involves a seed transfer system that uses air. And the controversy is that the seed treatments on those seeds are being dispersed in the environment and toxic to various insects. And we'll talk a little bit about the degree of that and also some remediation. And hopefully we can touch base with some of our guests from last year, follow up on some of their stories and some new guests that I've had. People are really busy. It's sometimes pretty hard to get people together. Maybe for the winter we'll try some shows on the odd day out, and we'll just rebroadcast here on Tuesday when you expect your usually scheduled agriculture show. So, folks, I think we'll call that to bring that to an end today. I'll play a few songs here on the way out, and what we'll do is we shall see you next week. And thanks for listening in. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and it's the Agriculture Show. See you next week.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking line. You took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? Be a paradise and put up a fucking lie. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away your DDT. I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees, please. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be a paradise and put up a fucking lie. Hey, now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie. One night. Listen, late last night, I heard the screen door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up.